Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, August 27th. And then it was this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn steady, September corn steady, and November beans down 8 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 15 ticks, crude oil up 64. Dow Jones looks to open up about 100 higher. Silver is very strong, new highs up 34 cents. Gold up a couple of bucks. Beans were lower overnight as the crop ratings improved 2 percentage points. Illinois certainly improved in corn and beans, which put a little bit of pressure on the grains overnight. The rains have certainly helped, as you would expect that they would. Seems to be a little bit less thinking that we're going to have an early frost. Yesterday, apparently midday, there was some talk about some of the maps showing some frost. Not so much today. The odds don't seem to be great for a frost before September 15th. So I think that's putting a little bit of bearish spin on the market here. Without a frost, I think we're looking at a crop bigger than we thought, 30 days ago. But still plenty of holes in the crop, and the late maturity and everything else I think is going to, take some kind of toll here. I still think the government's high on both corn and beans, but we'll have to see out here. Really not a whole lot else going on. We've got the president saying that he talked to the Chinese denying it. The stock market rallied, I think, close to 600-700 points off of his tweet. But, once again, I think somebody's getting very, very rich off of all these tweets out here. But when it's all said and done, we've got to play this game that's going on out here. It'd be nice if we could actually get some comments that we could believe in out here. It's making it tougher and tougher for the American farmer. When you say that you've had a phone call and apparently there wasn't one. None of this helps the American farmer, in my opinion. And we are certainly looking at prices that the American farmer can't live with. So, at any rate, the markets don't look particularly healthy out here. I don't see anything that's really going to rally it. The good news was the Japan deal. That could be, significant, certainly help offset some of the loss in China. I don't know how much we've actually lost. They continue to buy beans, despite their comments that, they're not buying any more U.S. ag products. So it's really hard to know what to believe out here and what not to believe from either source. But hopefully we can start getting some comments that, people can at least trust in out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.